Why do some people seem to glide through life while you feel stuck in place, pushing hard but spinning your wheels? It's not talent, it's not luck, it's not even circumstances. Picture yourself driving a luxury car with one wheel locked. The harder you press the accelerator, the more you spin in circles. This is what happens when a single mental block sabotages everything you do. Most of us carry these invisible limitations, often planted in childhood, that silently dictate what we believe we can achieve. The extraordinary truth? Once you identify and remove that one stuck wheel, you can suddenly travel further in months than you did in years. Your natural state should be happiness, excitement, and confidence. If that's not your daily experience, something in your mental programming needs rewiring. When Michelangelo created David, he didn't add anything to the marble. He simply removed everything that wasn't David until only perfection remained. You are that marble block. The magnificent person you're meant to become already exists within you, buried under layers of fear, doubt, and false beliefs accumulated over decades. Your brain contains 100 billion cells with more possible thought combinations than molecules in the universe. Yet most people never tap into a fraction of this potential. We arrive in life with incredible equipment, but no instruction manual, spending years, sometimes entire lifetimes, trying to figure out how to operate ourselves. Here's what changes everything. Thoughts are causes, and your life conditions are effects. Think clearly about what you want with emotional conviction, and your mind becomes a guided missile moving unerringly toward your target. The happiest 10% of people think about two things most of the time: what they want and how to get it. Everyone else bounces between desires and fears, going nowhere fast. Every adult limitation traces back to childhood programming. You entered the world fearless, except for two instincts: loud noises and falling. Everything else was learned. During the first 5 years, parental treatment shaped your worldview. Is the world safe or dangerous? Two devastating patterns emerge. The inhibitive pattern develops when children are punished for curiosity, creating adults paralyzed by fear who think, "I can't," when facing opportunities. The compulsive pattern forms when love becomes conditional. Children feel safe only while pleasing parents. These adults become hypersensitive to criticism, unable to decide without approval, desperately seeking validation. Just as calcium deficiency creates bow legs, love deficiency creates invisible psychological damage manifesting as unhappiness and self-sabotage. Your self-esteem, how much you like yourself, forms the reactor core of your emotional power. The most transformative phrase, "I like myself." Each repetition raises your self-esteem and moves you toward your ideal self. Regardless of childhood, you can take complete control of your evolution today. All negative emotions trace back to two primal fears: failure and rejection. Fear of failure manifests as terror of losing money, health, security, or love. Even highly successful people wake at night dreading total loss. Fear of rejection appears as hypersensitivity to others' opinions and crippling embarrassment. This explains why public speaking frightens people more than death itself. Most people unconsciously design entire lives around these fears, accepting jobs beneath their abilities for security, staying in miserable relationships to avoid loneliness, choosing uncritical friends who never challenge them. Ask yourself, if you were financially independent or guaranteed success, what would you do differently? Your answer reveals which fears control you. The antidote is simple yet difficult: accept complete responsibility. When you genuinely accept responsibility for any situation, negative emotions vanish instantly. You cannot simultaneously accept responsibility and remain angry. Try it now with something bothering you. Repeat, "I am responsible," until the negative feeling dissolves. This isn't about blame. It's about reclaiming your power. Forgiveness isn't about the other person. It's about freeing yourself. Most unhappiness stems from lingering anger towards someone from your past, usually parents. As children, we expect parents to be all-knowing protectors, creating a fair, rational universe. When they inevitably fail this impossible standard, we become angry, feelings that can persist for decades. You must forgive four groups: your parents, past romantic partners, everyone else who's hurt you, and yourself. Your parents did the best they could with their own damage and limitations. Romantic relationships make us vulnerable, and when they end, we often remain trapped by unresolved issues where we still want something from the other person. Forgive them by accepting responsibility for your role rather than assigning blame. After forgiving everyone else, let yourself off the hook. The person you are today isn't the same person who made those errors years ago. Program this response in advance: God bless them, I forgive them, and wish them well. Since emotions operate faster than logic, you need this automatic response ready before your buttons get pushed. Your response to events, not the events themselves, determines your feelings and outcomes. Two people face identical situations, yet react completely differently. One rises above it, while the other remains crushed. You give meaning to everything you experience. By reinterpreting past experiences, you can transform negative feelings into positive ones. It's never too late to have a happy childhood, not by denying what happened, but by revising your understanding of it. Imagine challenges as gifts wrapped in difficulties, sent because you need certain lessons to grow. Most people experience the pain, but miss the gift because they're too busy complaining. Your explanatory style, how you interpret events, determines whether you're optimistic or pessimistic. Instead of saying problem, use situation or challenge. When you actively search for benefits in every difficulty, your mind remains optimistic and stress becomes impossible. Change is the only constant. Information doubles every few years. Technology makes yesterday's solutions obsolete, and competition intensifies globally. Every cell in your body regenerates every 7 years. You're literally a different person. Adults transition through major life stages approximately every decade. Expect these changes as inevitable to navigate them constructively. The best way to predict your future is to create it through proper planning. Everything you do aims to gain or protect self-esteem, which determines your life quality. Build others' self-esteem through 5 behaviors: acceptance, smiling, appreciation, thanking, admiration, specific compliments, approval, immediate praise, and attention, listening without interruption. You reach your full potential in healthy relationships with people you love, respect, and admire, who feel the same about you. Develop absolute clarity in 7 areas: values, what you stand for; vision, your ideal future; mission, your impact; purpose, why you wake up; goals, specific, written, deadline-driven; priorities, what matters most; and action plans, your next steps. Here's the game changer. Everyone in the top 20% started in the bottom 20%. No one is inherently better than you. If someone's doing better, they've simply practiced critical skills longer. What they've learned, you can learn. Your weakest important skill limits your success. You're designed for success and engineered for greatness, with more talent than you could use in 100 lifetimes. There are no limits except those you accept.